I want you to find a comfortable place. Have a sit down or a lay back. Then a little shuffle around. Just allow yourself to begin to relax. And you can do that by simply taking in a few nice, long, slow, deep breaths. Allowing your eyes to comfortably close down and really breathing that air into your lungs and allowing yourself to exhale any negativity, any stress, any tension. It's time for you to listen to my words. To listen to some suggestions, and for these suggestions to be effective, for these suggestions to help you, it requires you to relax, to allow your brain to sit back, to observe, to absorb. To simply let go of trying to think, of trying to understand, and just allowing your unconscious mind to absorb. Just like when laying down in a bath, or standing still underneath a shower, doing nothing more than absorbing the warmth, the pleasure, the comfort, and allowing the relaxation to flow through you, to absorb into you, allowing your entire body to relax, allowing your mind to slow down, becoming aware of any sensations of the surface beneath you now. Feel yourself resting there, comfortable, calm, relaxed. And whether you pay attention or not to your breathing, you'll continue breathing. Because your subconscious mind looks after you. It's aware at all times. It understands everything you need to get the outcomes you want, immediately, or just a little more each day, but always at a speed that's right for you. And this relaxation, it's not the same as sleep. For some people, this is a process of guided relaxation. For others, it just happens. A bit like daydreaming. Happening a little more with each moment. As you allow yourself to feel more and more comfortable. More and more calm. More and more relaxed. And you'll still be aware. Hearing everything I say, and yet there will be changes on a deeper level, because there's no effort to remember consciously. As you find yourself comfortable, absorbing my suggestions, and whether you listen or not, as your mind drifts or not, as you make yourself even more comfortable now, however much you feel like deeply relaxing or something even more comfortable, it's not as important as the results that you start to notice as you continue. You've chosen to listen to me, to hear my words, to absorb my suggestions. as you allow that breathing to continue. Breathing in relaxation. Breathing out any stress. Beginning a deeper connection to your own inner calmness, positivity. Just noticing that breathing. And as you let your attention relax, you can become more and more absorbed in the details of your sensations. Sensations that range from fascinating and absorbing differences in awareness to deeper relaxation. And you don't have to make an effort to think or stop, as thoughts just happen by themselves. And right here, so does relaxation. As you experience your perceptions and your feelings, and allow yourself to enjoy whatever changes that happen, as you continue to relax, your subconscious will take you just as far into relaxation as is right for you now. And every time can be different. And you can use this time to increase your own confidence at every single level within your entire being. And as you focus your attention on that relaxation now, my voice, my words, and these suggestions will remain with you. And you don't need to listen to me consciously. Your inner mind will absorb all you need to hear as you allow yourself to notice wherever you feel the most comfort within your entire body right now. Where do you feel the most comfort? And wherever that comfort resides, I want you to imagine that comfort spreading. Spreading out from that one location. Spreading through your entire body, reaching the top of your head and all the way down to the soles of your feet, from shoulders down to fingertips, your entire body. And whatever happens around you, externally, you're always free and always able to find and return to your own inner peace. To return to this relaxation, and any old, unproductive, unconfident, unempowering patterns of thoughts and behaviors, they once served you, they once did things for you, but right now your mind is discovering that there are many other ways to get all of the positive things that those old patterns used to achieve for you. But now, without you having to do the old patterns in the future. And I'd like the creative part of your mind right now to begin to generate new ways, more ways to achieve all of those positive things. Without having to do the old patterns. And you may or may not know consciously what they are right now. But deep down, you know they're possible. So allow your subconscious mind to integrate these new choices, these new thoughts, these new patterns. Integrate them into your thinking and your behavior. At a rate and a speed that's acceptable to you from now on. And just imagine how much better your entire life will be as you become your more confident self in the future, every day. Your old emotional signals, they have a function too. Emotional signals are part of your intelligence. They send you messages as you understand them better and better. You can recalibrate them. You can allow yourself to experience even more calmness, confidence, and contentment. As you learn from the wisdom behind your own feelings. Because right now, we're instructing your subconscious mind, a bit like an app on a phone, instructing that deep down part of your mind to begin to update the old out-of-date operating software for thoughts and behaviors. Searching now. Searching for anything that might be stopping you, blocking you, holding you back from achieving whatever it is you want to achieve. Now overcoming those unhelpful negative emotional stories. The stories that you tell yourself. The stories that are being carried, held within your mind. The stories that are no longer of any use to you. In fact, anything that may be spoiling your existing life. And right now, with your permission, your inner creative mind will gently begin to file away and erase these useless non-productive thoughts, now removing them and releasing them so they no longer cause any negative, unhelpful, destructive ideas. Your subconscious is amazingly powerful and can be helpful right now. For if there are any slight changes you would like to make in your entire lifestyle, at work, at home, professionally, personally, perhaps while out socializing, even any slight habit change in any daily routine, at this moment, you and your powerful subconscious mind are working together to reach targets, to achieve goals every minute of every hour of every day. You're changing the way you used to act, and you're replacing it now with new positive suggestions. And by following the new positive suggestions, you find yourself feeling much more calm in everything you do, finding yourself feeling relaxed in situations in which you may not have felt relaxed before. And with your new relaxed lifestyle, you find yourself feeling happier, more positive-minded, enjoying all that you do, perhaps like you used to enjoy. The first suggestion I'm going to give is that whenever you find yourself having negative, unproductive thoughts, fears, blockages, you immediately say to yourself the word, stop. Let me repeat that to you so it's perfectly clear. Whenever you find yourself having negative, unproductive thoughts, you immediately say to yourself the word, stop. And as soon as you say the word stop, you find that the negative thoughts you were having are released. They stop. And it will give you the opportunity to start a new positive thought process. You learn the art of acceptance, accepting things, seeing them as they are, rather than allowing them to escalate out of control, breaking each thing down into small, manageable chunks. From this moment on, any time you find yourself feeling stressed because of a situation that seems to be heading out of control, you will stop worrying about what could happen, all the negative made-up scenarios, and instead, accept the situation and what has happened for exactly what it is, and use this thought process to calmly think the situation through in real time, here and now, to see what reasonable outcomes there may be. Realizing that once you've worked through them, they're always better than if you let your mind run free running into anxiety and worry and frustration and overwhelm. Because worry is now a thing of the past. It's not helpful. It's not necessary. So now it can be replaced with relaxation and focus. And as you begin to enjoy this feeling of relaxation and focus, your inner mind can create even more solutions to any specific challenges you've been experiencing. And as you listen to my voice, you can allow your mind to dive into its storeroom of memories and strategies, things that have been useful to you in the past. Or perhaps it may dive even deeper into the depths of your subconscious mind to create new solutions. So I want you now to think about the biggest challenge that you've recently been experiencing. And this challenge may change each time you listen to this. But I want you right now to think of the biggest challenge that you're facing. And I want you to really tune into that problem. Because as you do this, an interesting thing begins to happen. Your awareness of the whole problem, the whole challenge, increases. And you come face to face with that challenge. Now, maybe you've experienced before that eureka moment when you discover that you know something without knowing exactly how you know something. As if suddenly it's all becoming clear, crystal clear, as the deepest feelings behind the root cause of that problem rises to the surface and identifies itself, and you stand face to face with new solutions. You now begin to realize with understanding and clarity some of the reasons you may have been having this difficulty, some of the reasons you may have been behaving or thinking or feeling in this way. And as that awareness increases, you also discover that there are more constructive ways of expressing these thoughts, feelings, or behaviors. So let's go ahead now and create some new solutions. I'll be quiet for a few moments right now to allow you and your subconscious, dreaming, creative mind to create some new alternative reactions to any old destructive patterns of anxiety or stress or worry or overwhelm, allowing you new ways for you to think, feel, act, or behave when faced with the old challenges. Or whenever you feel the old, out-of-date stress creeping up on you, allow yourself to create two, or maybe even three, different ways to think, to feel, or to behave. I'll give you a few moments to allow you to think of some alternatives to the way that you currently react to situations that may make you overly stressed or overwhelmed. Maybe simply by using a long, slow, deep breath to calm yourself down. By saying the word stop to yourself to dismiss any unproductive thoughts. Perhaps you allow any negative emotions to release, being burnt away in a bonfire or placed in a balloon and allowed to float away. So you can be present, fully present in the here and now, without any fear or frustration or other reaction. Perhaps you visualize your old reaction as part of the past and instead step forward into a new powerful version of yourself. It's up to you. It's up to your imagination. So take your time. I'll give you some time to think of two or maybe three different ways that you'd like to behave or react, or different things you'd like to think instead of facing stress, overwhelm, or anxiety. Take your time. That's good. Now I'd like your subconscious mind to be thanked for helping you in this way. And I'd like you to select the new alternative behavior, the one that's the most attractive or easiest for you to carry out. And when you've selected that particular reaction, that new alternative, I want you to project your mind into the future, not so far away, but to a time when you're faced with the original situations or feelings that caused the challenge. And I want you this time to notice how you respond in your new way. Perhaps you can imagine watching the old situation like a movie on a big screen. And when you can see that movie playing out, float yourself into it. Become right there in the middle of the action, but this time, experiencing calmness, cool, calm, collected, focused and assertive, but always cool, calm and collected with this strong sense of achievement, because you're using your new, happier, healthier, more acceptable response. And notice how good it feels. And each time you imagine this scenario, you could choose a different reaction, just to test out each one, and the one that feels the most productive to you, the most natural to you. You can choose that one and practice it in the future. So right now I'm going to count the numbers from 1 to 5. And as I count those numbers from 1 to 5, your mind can reinforce all the suggestions you've heard today. And even those suggestions beneath conscious awareness can be absorbed into your subconscious mind and activated immediately, reinforcing that positivity and that focus while allowing your mind to remain calm and relaxed, and your body to begin to feel refreshed and revitalized, and then respond to new challenges with more activity and more energy. So starting with 1, 2, slowly coming back, 3, 4, and 5, eyes open, welcome back.